we've heard on the news this morning that investigations are continuing in the Greater Manchester area following the death of Dylan Crawford. The 20-year-old was originally from Kiligordon. He was found unconscious just before 20 to 2 on Wednesday morning last on Spear Street in Manchester. Two men arrested on suspicion of theft and supplying prohibited drugs remain in police custody. A CCTV image has been released. Police appealing for the public's help in tracing a man pictured in that CCTV image. Detective Inspector Rebecca Doyle of the GMP's City of Manchester team said their investigation continues. They've released the image of a man from the CCTV footage and they're looking to speak to that man as a matter of urgency. I'm joined on the line by reporter Erica Doyle Higgins, who is with the Irish Post. Erica, good morning to you.
Good morning, Donal.
Erica, obviously a lot of interest in this story amongst the Irish community in the UK and of course in Donegal as well. Are the Greater Manchester Police making any progress on this investigation?
Well, as you said yourself, they've acted fairly quickly. What we do know is that this young man, Dylan, he was found unconscious in the early hours of Wednesday morning. And as of Thursday evening, they'd already made two arrests and now looking for a third person. And this does seem to be moving quite quickly. But as I think you said yourself, the home office post-mortem was inconclusive. So they're still trying to decipher what Dylan's cause of death was. But as I understand it, GMP or Greater Manchester Police are moving quite quickly.
And like most investigations, this isn't a matter of one staggering fact. This is a matter of a jigsaw, and what police are doing is trying to compile this jigsaw together and build up an overall picture, and all investigations like that do take time.
Absolutely, and obviously because the area where he was found in Spear Street is the northern quarter of Manchester city centre, it's quite a busy area. Just to put it into perspective for some of your listeners who may have been to Manchester shopping, it's quite close to the Irondale Centre, and obviously the nightlife around the northern quarter is quite lively. So basically what police said, you know, it's even though it was at 22 in the morning, they are still looking for people who may have been there from 11 at night to 12:30, because it is such a lively area. Anything that people may have seen, you know, could, as you said, piece together this jigsaw puzzle for them.
How much do we know about Dylan himself? Had he been living in Manchester? Was he based there for long?
As I understand it, that Dylan may have been travelling. He may also have been looking for work also, but he hadn't been there that long. He was very new to the community, as I understand it. And this is a very, very sad case of one of our young Irish in Britain who have sadly met a tragic end.
So he wouldn't necessarily have maybe known the area, mightn't necessarily have known his way around the city. He wouldn't have found his feet there.
This is what we maybe have to work out, is that Manchester, like all cities, is a vast city. It's even those who've been there quite a while are still finding their way. So for somebody who is quite new to the area, it may not have been that easy to work out the state of the area you're in, the conditions or what type of area it is.
Obviously, as you said, this investigation is continuing, and Greater Manchester Police have issued this CCTV. It can be seen on their website. It can be seen on our website as well. I'm sure the Irish Post is covering that CCTV image as well.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be widespread.
Yes, absolutely. And as you can see from the image, this man, he's quite a young man wearing grey jeans, black trainers and a black hooded jacket. And there is somewhat of a clear view of his face. So we can hope at this stage that somebody will identify and will come forward, and police can put that jigsaw back together.
Erica, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's Erica Doyle Higgins, a reporter with the Irish Post in the UK, and the investigation continuing there in the Greater Manchester area into the death of Dylan Crawford, and the police investigation at this point focusing on identifying and speaking to this person who is in the CCTV image that has been released. Two people already arrested on suspicion of theft and supplying prohibited drugs. Now, as we said, this is a jigsaw and police are putting this together, so it is too early to be drawing any conclusions, and as Erica pointed out there, the post-mortem has been inconclusive, so the investigation very much a live one, and the full story yet to be told.